An epidemic of mass shootings has put a spotlight on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, revealing an agency that is understaffed, underfunded, and treated as a political punching bag on both the right and the left. Jeff Mordock, Justice Department reporter at The Washington Times, has an exclusive story that says the ATF finds itself at a crossroads. Jeff, what have you uncovered?
Well, this is pretty interesting. The ATF is already one of the smallest agencies, and they are probably the most critical agency when it comes to keeping guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. And they're just beleaguered by staffing problems. And one of the problems that we found out from a source within the ATF is they had 172 agents retire last year. 156 are set to retire this year, putting the number of retirees at around 300 to an agency which that's already battling dwindling staffing levels and has the same number of agents that they had back in 2001. And the ATF also, in addition to those 300 are part of about 471 agents who are already over the age of 50 when there's a mandatory retirement age of 57.
Wow. What does the ATF do differently, say, when it comes to investigating from like a local or state police department?
Well, what they do is, first of all, they do the bullet tracings so they can find out where the gun came from and hopefully shut down who's providing the guns to people. The other thing that they do is they police the dealers, and they do the dealer regulations. So they're making sure that the federal firearms licensees who sell guns, they're the ones making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing and doing the background checks and doing the important things to make sure that people who should not have guns don't have guns.
You said the Trump administration and Congress so far have ignored the brewing crisis at the ATF.
The Trump administration has almost completely ignored the ATF, period. They nominated a director. He's languishing in the Senate. Chuck Canterbury, who's the former head of the Fraternal Order of Police, he had a very contentious hearing, and surprisingly from a Trump nominee, his contentious hearing was with the Republicans. It was Mike Lee and Joe Kennedy of Louisiana who gave him a very hard time and said that they probably won't vote for him. And that's the problem here with the ATF, and I think this is so important, is the Republicans in the gun lobby have sort of demonized the ATF because they look at the ATF as an organization that's going to confiscate everybody's gun. The left and the Democrats have demonized the ATF because they don't think they're doing enough to keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people and doing enough to enforce gun laws. And you run into a problem where the Republicans aren't supporting them, the Democrats aren't supporting them, they have this big crisis, and they can't get any support on the Hill or the administration.
We're speaking with Jeff Mordock, Justice Department reporter at The Washington Times. He's got an exclusive story entitled ATF Beleaguered by Crisis in Age of Mass Shootings. You said there's some lawmakers, too, who just want to get rid of the ATF altogether.
That has been a big debate for a while. Jamie Sensenbrenner is a congressman from Milwaukee in 2017. He had introduced legislation to fold the ATF into the FBI, and the Center for Progress, which is a very left-leaning organization, put out a report recommending the same thing, which again goes back to my point about the Democrats and Republicans equally ignoring the problems at the ATF. That has been a big issue, and the argument is that the FBI does the politics better. They have more of a reputation. They have a bigger budget. You could fold the ATF and make them a unit within the FBI because some of the investigation overlaps. But if you do that, then you make the FBI too big, and then they're going to kind of be scattered all over the place, where you have this one agency in the age of mass shootings that's really dedicated to doing the things that need to be done to crack down on gun crimes.
I thought it was interesting you pointed out that it was the gun lobby in 2006 that pushed to make that director's position for the ATF Senate confirmed. And that, I guess, reading between the lines or not so between the lines, says that enabled the gun lobby to kind of control the lawmakers on that.
That's exactly right, which goes back to what I had said earlier about Mike Lee and Joe Kennedy giving Chuck Canterbury a very hard time at his confirmation hearing. Now, Canterbury didn't do himself any favors because he dodged questions, he was evasive, and that very much frustrated lawmakers. That his His answers certainly did not help the matter.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Mordock, Justice Department reporter at The Washington Times.